I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. Make sure you do leave us a review, please. We're trying to get to 100 reviews by a certain time frame. I'm not going to share with you what that time frame is. It might be 2022. Don't judge me. We're at about 40-something? I think we're at 45, maybe around there. On the podcast today, we'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe and a very funny piece of audio from a guy who just found out his wife is expecting. We're going to hear lots of confessions on the show today, both from teachers and parents as we get into the first week of remote learning with the kids. Let's go ahead and get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And of course, the Good Vibe Tribe is brought to you by Coca-Cola. A 3-year-old in Toronto who's obsessed with garbage trucks only got to invite 2 people to his birthday this month because of social distancing, and he chose the 2 trash collectors who handle his route.
Stop it.
So they went above and beyond for him. They brought him 4 trucks to his house and blared the horns. Then they hung out in the front yard and gave him his own uniform. This is the second recession younger people have gone through already, and it's made them a little smarter with their money, Annie, than us in the older generation. 99% of people under 40 now say they are saving money, and it is important. The top things they're saving up for are a home, their retirement, to travel, to buy a car, and to pay for school.
I keep my money under the mattress like the Great Depression.
Good interest rate?
Yep.
Okay, good.
What savings?
A 106-year-old woman in India beat COVID-19 and left the hospital on Sunday. 106 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
A 5-year-old kid near Cincinnati named Caden Cummings opened up a lemonade stand this summer and wanted to donate the money to buy school supplies for other kids. His principal got a call about it and assumed they'd get a check for $20 or $30, but they ended up bringing over $1,000 and donated all of it. How about that at 5 years old? What were you doing at 5 years old?
Not much.
Probably still
picking my nose in the back of class, probably.
Yep.
Peeing in the bed. I was definitely still peeing in the bed.
Ew.
Kennedy, would you be willing to increase your risk of catching coronavirus for cheap, unlimited flights? Listen to this. Some airlines in other countries have started offering discounted, unlimited flying plans to try and stay in business during the huge drop in flying. For example, Air Canada is offering a deal where people can fly anywhere, anytime, for $2,260 a month. Air Asia is offering unlimited flights for people inside Malaysia for just $121 for the year.
I don't live there, so that would be hard.
I'm just saying, though, if an airline here in the United States, say Delta or somebody,
said $200
a year.
A year?
Yes.
Of course I would.
Would you get on a plane?
Well, the ones here are taking such good care of themselves, so yes, 100% I would.
Okay.
It's the airports I have concerns with.
Right.
The airplanes, I think they're doing a great job of keeping them clean and da-da-da-da.
Even Dr. Sal said that.
And Dr. Sal said that, yeah.
Movie theater popcorn sales have tanked this year, obviously, and that's led to companies that supply that popcorn to have tons of extra inventory, and they're now trying to figure out a way to sell it.
Maybe I'll buy
get
it.
A good
yeah.
deal.
Store shelves. It always tastes better, movie theater popcorn.
But it would have to come with the machine, because otherwise it doesn't taste as good if you make it in your microwave.
Oh.
Right?
Why are you bringing facts to my fantasy?
Because I want to eat the popcorn.
I just miss it so much.
And we are looking at a huge substitute teacher shortage. So if you're looking for a job this year, with teachers potentially being out for weeks at a time due to coronavirus. So let's say a teacher catches coronavirus and she's got a quarantine. She can't go into the school. With my son's school, they're all teaching in school, even though the students are at home. Mm-hmm. But if one of them gets sick, then they got to have. And this could happen to a lot of teachers in a lot of schools. So might be a good opportunity to get yourself some extra work.
Can you still have movie days if everyone's on Zoom?
You could send a movie link, probably.
Can you just put the camera right on the TV screen that's in your room?
Or you could do that.
Do they still roll in the big fat back TV? I haven't been in school in a long time.
Yes, yes, they still do that. They're adding new technology, too, I found out yesterday, where my son's teacher will have a camera that will be able to follow his voice. Because if you think about it, if a teacher is in the classroom and they're standing up trying to teach the class, they can't they can't move, because the laptop isn't going to move. Where they're adding technology where the camera, they can just walk around the classroom.
That's cool.
And show things on the walls and such, and it will just track them, which I thought was really cool. What do you have for some good good vibe tribe audio?
So, you know, there's one thing that we said we're going to come from the quarantine, and that was a lot of babies.
Yes.
And that has been happening. So I would like for you to picture, before I play you this, a young man sitting in front of a television playing video games, kind of surrounded by kid toys, so maybe they already have one.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly, but she walks over to show him the positive pregnancy test.
We have a baby?
Yes.
We have a baby?
Yes.
We're having a baby!
Oh. He just opened up the front door and needed to tell the neighborhood.
Oh, it man.
Is amazing.
We're having a baby!
We have a baby?
Yes.
We have a baby?
Yes.
We're having a baby!
Oh, I love him.
And he's standing outside, like, screaming, and he's holding the pregnancy test, like, waving it in the air, like, look it, look
it! I got urine on me!
Carson, how did you react?
Guys, that was a long time ago. I don't remember.
I just picture you running around the house.
Oh, I was crying. I really was, because I didn't think we were going to have a kid, and I was okay with that. But when we found out we were pregnant, I just cried.
What a cool moment.
Yeah. All right, the Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by our good friends at Coca-Cola.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So Ellen DeGeneres returned to work yesterday in the wake of numerous toxic workplace allegations against her and some firings. In her opening monologue, she apologized to viewers and she took responsibility for what happens, quote, at my show.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show, and then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter.
So this is the first time she's publicly addressed viewers. You know, she sent a memo out to her staff that leaked, and we had gotten pieces of that. She went on to add that being known as the Be Kind Lady can be tricky, but also insists that the truth is that she is the person you see on TV.
There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress. And I am especially working on the impatience thing because, and it's not going well because it's not happening fast enough. I will tell you that.
Your thoughts.
I watched the entire thing. I DVR'd it and watched it last night. And I and I'm probably in the minority. I believe her. I believe she is who she is, who I think she is, and that she's probably had some times where she hasn't been the perfect person. We've all been there. We're all human. We all make mistakes, and we probably treat people around us sometimes poorly. I know I've done it in my past. You've been there when I screamed at somebody. I mean, screamed at them and called them a bad word or two. You know what I mean? So I think we all have that in our past, but I believe her in the fact that they named Twitch as the now co-executive producer. They took away the DJ equipment.
Yeah.
You know, so you can see they're making changes.
And he's awesome. He deserved that a long time ago,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Yeah. But. So that was just my takeaway from it. I believed her.
Not everybody was as kind as you are. Right. Former employee said, Ellen turned my trauma into a joke. And another current employee said they were glad that she addressed the controversy, but felt it was insincere and made with a goal to win back viewers. So no idea really what will happen. This was the first episode. Mm-hmm. Will people watch more? Will people watch less? I'm really not sure.
The only thing I would have added to that is maybe if she went a little bit further on what they were going to do, maybe they started some sort of
diversity initiative. Need to give concrete things now.
Yeah. That was the only thing I thought it was missing. Like, hey, we have decided we're going to start this thing here at the office, and it's called this, and it is a hope to do better at this. But maybe that's coming in the future, or maybe they did that, and it's just behind the scenes.
You don't want to think it's all talk. I'm not a cynical person. You know I'm not. Right. I like to see the good in everybody, but you just don't. I'm sick of it. I'm sick. It's actions now.
Yeah.
It's not just words.
Right.
So, week two, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
People magazine got a hold of Carole Baskin.
Oh, no.
To talk about the impact that Tiger King made on her life. So here's a little scoop.
Tonight on Dancing with the Stars, Carole Baskin reveals how Tiger King affected her life.
I keep it inside. That is the absolute worst of this.
Dancing with the Stars live tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
You keep what inside? The fact that you murdered your husband?
So we're just going to paint her as the victim now?
Dead bodies.
Oh.
Yeah, not here for it.
No, thank you.
And Doc, is it Doc Antle?
Yes.
He was in the movie, or in the series, excuse me. He's another person who has a big cat part.
Low-key, the most dangerous guy in that documentary.
I agree. And he's saying that she doesn't care about her animals, otherwise she wouldn't have left to go do Dancing with the Stars, that she's like abandoned them.
That's kind of funny.
Bro.
I love how
she has no employees, obviously.
Keeping his name out there.
Indeed.
Of course he is. He's like, I'm relevant. Pay attention. Hi.
Zoo's open.
Also, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, if you're down here, we got tigers.
We never close.
And if you're single, what's up?
If you're into a polyamorous lifestyle that really doesn't involve you having any say in it, let's go.
If you want me to take you away from your family and then give you a weird name like Moonchild, hit me up.
I'm gonna alter your body. Good luck, sweetie.
And then I'd like to give you another chapter. And celebrities, they're just like us. Over the quarantine, they find interesting things to do together. Bake bread. All of the things that we did as well.
Sure.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. Well, they're just the same as us, guys.
Are they?
What did Blake Shelton do over the quarantine?
What?
Learn to make jam.
Oh.
This summer during quarantine, I learned how to make jam. At my house, I have about 6 or 8 peach trees, and every year they make a bunch of peaches and we eat them. But this year, because we were there and there were so many and there was nothing else to do, we got online, we learned how to make jam, and we've made like cases of peach jam. That's a lot of work. Probably will never do that again, but now I know how to do it.
His accent kills me.
I want some of his
peach jam.
Peach jam.
My grandmother made peach preserves, and it was easily the best food that ever was made. And like, you know, she gave the recipe down, but who makes jam anymore?
Right.
Who cans things anymore?
My wife.
Who does that?
Lana right now is making homemade salsa for Christmas to give away as gifts.
Oh, lovely. Can I have one? That sounds amazing.
I can't wait for the next hook on a song. Baby, you're my peach jam.
And Gwen Stefani spent the time making sourdough bread, so fix that in there too.
Oh, I can't.
All right, guys, coming up at 7:30.
Kelly, make my heart rate rise like sourdough.
Kelly Clarkson actually talked about her divorce on her show yesterday.
Wow.
Which we were not expecting. And Drew Barrymore had Paris Hilton on her show yesterday, and their story is so similar, it's almost frightening.
It's called Hillbilly Bone, Kelly.
Of course it is. Hit me out of here.
How about you play Honeybee? Honeybee is the best.
Or nothing.
Oh. No, Honeybee is the best.
Let's play the traffic band instead of Blake Shelton.
You'll be my salt and sweet. I'll be your strong and steady.
Hard pass.
All right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, we are turning the show over this morning to either teachers or parents, and we want your confessions at 617-931-1234. All of the epic fails that have happened so far with remote learning.
Yeah.
And you can be...
It's been hard.
Yes. I just can't imagine, you know, what you're going through if you have multiple kids. Like, yeah. We have one kid and two adults, so we can kind of tag team.
Yeah, three kids, three different schools, two parents, both working. I don't even know how you do it.
We have friends that have a high schooler, you know, like a seventh or eighth grader, and then a kid in the fourth grade. Like, how do you manage that?
And imagine the teachers, one person, 30 kids.
Right. Yeah.
12 different Google documents. I don't know. I don't get it.
All right. And again, if you want to remain anonymous or you want to share your name.
If you want to let us know that you walked out naked in front of your kid's class, it's fine.
Yeah,
we're
you
want to
air
you.
It out.
617-931-1234. Yes, these are our confessions. We're going to start first with somebody who doesn't mind sharing their name. Her name is Trisha Kennedy. She's from Halifax. She has a son in the seventh grade. And you need to listen to this story. Trisha, tell everybody what somebody in your son's class did to the teacher.
During one of his classes, remote session, it was the first day, the teacher had asked the class if they knew how to get all the kids' videos in one frame. One of the students told her to select Control W, which actually shuts off the computer, and she did it.
Power move.
Did she know that, or did she go on ahead and click on it?
No, she just did it. She just took their word for it.
Oh. He is preparing for world domination.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know it does that.
I didn't either. My son was telling me about it. And then he's like, yeah. And then in the next class, someone, the teacher asked something. They said, I think he said Control FN, which actually turns off your Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God. These kids are geniuses.
I'm going to have to play that prank on Barrett, the Control W. I like that a lot.
Dear teachers, don't take advice from your students.
Right.
They do not have your best interest at heart.
That is so good. Thank you,
Trisha.
No. That's
awesome. Thank you.
Have a good day.
These
are my confessions. All right, here we go. We have someone who's going to be anonymous. We are getting either teacher confessions or parent confessions as we are now into our first week of remote learning. What is the confession?
It's been awful. I am a teacher.
Okay.
There's been a lot of crying in my house.
Oh. Oh.
In your house?
Yes, I am teaching remotely. I am teaching live remote. So that means I'm basically stuck in front of my computer for 7+ hours a day, basically in meetings with my students.
Oh.
And they're crying or you're crying, honey?
I'm crying.
Oh, no. How old are your students?
High school.
Oh.
Are they being mean to you?
It's more the parents and the administration.
Oh.
Although there have been some horrible things that have happened in meetings. A lot of teachers were not properly trained on how to do this. So there have been some instances of students taking over meetings and doing not good things.
Like they become the host of the meeting?
Yes.
Because they're all way more technically savvy than
absolutely.
We are. That's what we're learning here today.
Oh, my
gosh. That's awful.
Like what do they do when they take over the meeting?
Sometimes it's make horrible comments, say horrible things. Sometimes it's showing... horrible images and videos.
Can you put them in suspension? Do they get detention?
You can boot them out, but they usually get back in.
Oh, my God.
Some of them have been sharing the links to the meetings with outside people.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they that bored? I mean, what?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
It's been really rough, and the demands that are being placed on teachers right now are extreme.
Oh, that is brutal.
And parents abuse us in town forums, and it's really, I've been a teacher for 14 years. I've seen everything, poor districts, rich districts. I actually took over from someone who up and quit one day and had to try to piece things together. This is the worst year ever.
How can we help you?
Being aware of what it's like to be on the other side and encouraging community members and parents to be patient and to support us as best we can. I saw a meme on the internet the other day, you know, in March, teachers were heroes. And, you know, now in September, we're lazy and aren't doing enough. And I think we're working harder than ever.
Wow.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. and we're sorry.
Yeah, I wish I could.
And I wish I could fix it.
If you're a teenager, don't be a jerk to your teacher, right?
These people change your life.
Yeah.
Be respectful of them. They're working their best.
I think they're just lashing at the situation.
Yeah.
They're struggling, and so they're just reacting how they can.
Hmm. I can play some Post Malone. Will that cheer you up? No?
More Taylor Swift, a little more uplifting.
Or okay, all right, done.
Perfect.
Done.
For you, anything.
You want old Taylor or new Taylor?
New stuff. Summer new stuff's fun.
All right. Well, thank you
Have
for listening. Have a great day. Have a better day today.
Thank you. Bye. These are my
confessions. 617-931-1234.
I got a really good text for you. Leave this one on a light note. I was the one parent that could not figure out how to unmute the audio and required a phone call from my daughter's guidance counselor. Hashtag Charlestown High.
C-Town in the house. All right. If you have a teacher confession or a parent confession.
We are here for you.
Yeah, we're just going to be playing these all morning long throughout this show. An epic fail. What
we love
happened?
You. We're sorry.
Yes. And if you want to remain anonymous, that's fine too. 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy. Weekdays 5:30 to 10 and 24/7 on mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
For all of our teachers out there this morning,
gotta really? Shake it off.
We love you.
We love you.
We're really sorry.
And also, how about a shout out if you're a bus driver?
Right.
Can you imagine the stress of that?
No.
I can't imagine being the stress of a bus driver, period, on a normal, just every day,
with,
going to school
right.
thing.
Yeah.
But
I saw a bus driver in my neighborhood the other day, and they're, like, all the kids were wearing masks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that that's just so hard to deal with, so hard to monitor that they're keeping it on. It's
right.
just, it's tough for them.
Mm.
Shout out to the custodial staff, too. I bet they're working harder than ever.
Absolutely.
100%. All of the cleaning they have to do. Mm. Wow, I hadn't even thought about that, Dan. 617-931-1234. Again, we're going to be featuring your confessions all morning long. We'll have some more coming up. If you're a teacher or a parent and you have a funny story you want to share, please do that at 617-931-1234. And you can be anonymous if you want to be anonymous. Or you want to shout it out loud and proud what your name is and where you're from and what you did to your kid. Like,
I embarrassed my kid yesterday. Yeah!
By not having pants on while they were doing their Zoom video.
Spoiler alert.
Right. All right, let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah! Dirty is the service of Kaplansky Insurance. Kelly Clarkson's kicked off the second season of the Kelly Clarkson Show yesterday. And it started things off by addressing her divorce from her soon-to-be ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock. You know, she said she wasn't going to talk too much about it. And she sort of reiterates the statement that she made earlier.
2020 has brought a lot of change also to my personal life. Definitely didn't see anything coming that came. But what I'm dealing with is hard because it involves more than just my heart. It involves a lot of little hearts. You know, we have four kids and divorce is never easy. But I am okay. Everybody keeps asking, are you okay? Are you okay? And I am. The answer is yes. I will say this, though, when I got upset when I was a kid, I had a problem like saying how I felt, and my mom told me to start writing, and that's actually how I get my feelings out, so I probably won't speak about it too much, but you definitely will hear it musically, probably. That's how I became a songwriter.
So the new album's going to be awesome.
I can't wait.
But I'm going to, again, why they broke up is none of my business, and will never be any of my business, and it's not important to the story. However,
but
when she said, I definitely didn't see anything coming that came.
Yeah.
Ooh, I know.
Right.
Does that mean he asked for it?
Yeah.
Again, none of my business.
Or but, the fact that they were, speculation.
They were quarantined in that little cabin in Montana.
Realized she didn't love him? Or he didn't love her?
Like, I just feel like when you're that intimate and you're that on top of each other and you just realize, wow, I really don't like you.
So is he going to stay involved with her show? So isn't he the executive producer or
he
something?
He was like her manager, I believe, for a while as well.
Yeah.
Or something.
That's
when they
all.
Made the announcement, they were very...
Right.
Friendly.
Yeah.
When they were very much, you know, she when she got the Emmy nod, she thanked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but is he on the show every day? Is he on the set every day?
I'm not sure.
That would
I'm sure they'll still remain. I feel like co-parent, but
I feel like he stayed and she came back to LA. Anyway, new album. That's all. That's all
can't
we have
wait,
to look forward
can't
to
wait.
In 2021. Paris Hilton has been dubbed a hero for victims of the troubled teen industry after releasing her documentary, This Is Paris. You know, she talked about having to change her entire life because that's what people wanted from her, about the abuse that she suffered at a lot of the schools that she attended. And she made a connection with Drew Barrymore. Drew welcomed Paris onto her talk show yesterday. And said that it felt like watching a mirror image of everything that she had been through in her life.
I don't know how many interviews and conversations I'm going to have on this show where I'm watching a mirror image of everything I've been through as well. And so I want to talk to you and have you know that I've had the people come and take me away. I've been locked up in solitary confinement.
Mm. Wow.
That's
so they
unbelievable.
Had that to share, and then here's what Paris said.
I tried so hard to forget and just act like they never happened, but I've had severe nightmares since I was a teenager because of this. Basically, I just was trying to look like I had the perfect life, and I was embarrassed for people to know. And I now know that I shouldn't be ashamed. The people who work at these places who are abusing children are the ones who should be ashamed.
Facts.
Preach.
Yep. Just good for
such
you.
Such an interesting thing that's happened with her, and I just, I'm applauding.
It's unbelievable.
And I wanted to give you a little behind the scenes about the Emmys.
Yes. Oh.
So they happen on Sunday, and we were all kind of like, how did this happen? How did this happen? How did that go down?
Sure.
So Jimmy Kimmel, co-head writer, Molly McNary, who happens to be his wife, but first and foremost, she's the co-writer of the show.
Yes.
Was interviewed, and she gave some behind the scenes stuff. So, you know, Jimmy Kimmel and Jennifer Aniston did the bit with the outstanding lead actress in a comedy where they were sanitizing the envelope and it went on fire and
yes.
she was going to put it out. Well, in the rehearsal, it went out once. This one took three times, as you'll recall.
Yes.
And she said that the moment was very scary. She said, this is not the way it was supposed to go. I loved watching it from the sidelines, knowing that neither of the two of them had any idea that fire was crawling up the third time. And she had to restrain some producers who were trying to run out on the stage to put out the fire because you really can't have a fire on a stage like that. And she's like, you have to let them figure it out. You have to let them do it. America doesn't want to see us. They want to see them do it.
Yes.
So they did that.
That's a good woman.
And one of the questions you had asked yesterday, Carson, was did everyone have a hazmat suit and did everyone have someone waiting in a hazmat suit outside of their house, all right. the 100 and whatever of them? And yes. the answer is yes.
Wow.
Wow.
They didn't want to say, we're just going to drop it in the mail for you. So they had all the Emmys delivered by people in hazmat suits standing by. So they were all outside nominees' hotel rooms or homes because nobody knew who won.
Right. Sure.
They didn't tell the people who were holding the Emmy.
I appreciated
which is so
that.
Cool.
That's
if
a great effort,
it.
Sure.
So every nominee had someone in a hazmat suit stalking their house.
I don't know what actor, which one tweeted it out, but just the guy, it was like when you lose the Emmy,
yeah.
it's a hazmat suit guy
Robbie
just
Yusuf.
Waving goodbye.
Yeah.
Did you see the ratings?
And yeah, he said they were going to be the worst.
But yeah, well, they came out. They've been released.
Yeah.
Bad.
Well, of course they're bad.
I know.
There weren't 8 hours of red carpet to lead up
sure,
to it. There wasn't
sure.
all of that. And I think a lot of this is going to come later. People are going to go look because now it's so interesting.
Yeah.
They asked about the Friends. Oh, sorry.
I think a lot of people just don't care about award shows right now.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Like
nobody.
There's
yeah.
so much going on in the world.
Right.
Who cares? Celebrity gets a shiny trophy.
It's about 6 million viewers, a 20% drop compared to last year's hostless version and the worst ratings of all time.
But she said it was going to be.
Yeah, so, I mean, he called a shot.
And who cares? It was
still
funny.
Well, it's just interesting. I'm interested in that kind of stuff.
They were asking about the Friends reunion because, as you know, Jennifer was on stage and then she was at the house with Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow.
Yes.
They've been in a pod for a long time. Jennifer's getting tested every day because she's working right now.
Yeah.
So it was safe and that's how they did it. And Jason Bateman's wife was there because he was invited to the party because he's a producer of the morning show. So that's how he ended up there. And the COVID protocols were so, so strict. Someone at one point said, I need a pen. And they said, you have to get a sanitized one and you have to wait for a sanitized pen so I can write notes. We couldn't have snacks in the writer's room. It's not COVID friendly. It was the most stripped down production I've ever been a part of. It was a ghost town.
I heard,
they really took it seriously.
And I heard Juliana Rancic tested positive. So she couldn't cover,
and
I guess.
And Vivica Fox as well. They couldn't do any of the pre-things.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Like, she covers the red carpet. There was no red carpet, so I didn't even...
A lot of celebrities were posting pictures of themselves.
Oh,
making
really?
Their own red
did they do a thing
backyards.
On E? I didn't...
I don't know the answer to that question because I never watch it, but
yeah,
I can tell
always
you that,
watch that
a lot of the celebrities were making red carpets in their own backyards and stuff like that. It was really fun.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. If you're a teacher or a parent and you've had something really funny or embarrassing or just like... Oh, wow.
It's just a whole new world. It's things you never thought you would be doing, having your kids at home schooling.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you thought they might go back and now you have to like make honest to God full on school.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers have to do full on school with things that they've never used before. Mm-hmm. It's rife. With comedy.
We're all humans going through it.
617-931-1234. If you want to make a confession, if you want to do it anonymously, that's fine too. I have Bethany. She's like, nope, I will give you my name. Bethany's from Mansfield. You have a 3-year-old, right?
Yeah. So okay. She just turned 3 in April.
Okay.
Wow.
So we've been trying really hard over the last few months to potty train her. Mm-hmm. And she's done pretty well. You know, the last like 2 months have been pretty good. We finally put her in underwear and said, all right, we're done with pull-ups. We're just going to do it. And she's been pretty good. But, you know, as soon as you're at the park or out somewhere and there's not a bathroom. So when we've been at the park, we've been like, okay, just, you know, go find a tree, pee behind the tree, fine.
Love it.
So yesterday, my husband walked in the door. They're at in-person school right now. He walked in with a little, like, plastic shopping bag and looked at me, and I said, what happened? So Lily said, I had to go poop when we were outside playing, so I pooped behind a tree. And I said, what? And she said, I pretended. Yeah, she was like, I just wanted to pretend that I was an animal like I do at the park, like you let me. And I told my teacher that you let me pee outside at our house. And I was like, oh, awesome.
Oh,
so my God. What was in the bag?
Her underwear.
Dirty underwear.
I put it in the trash.
I was wondering if they made them take them the poop, like you would with the dog owner. This is your poop. Take it home and put it away.
I think it was her pants and undies, and I just put them in the trash.
Oh,
I didn't even open
gosh.
The bag,
though.
Hey, listen. You taught Lily, and
Lily learned.
Lily did the deed.
She'll be able to go on any road trip, maybe. Just tell her not at school.
Thank you, Bethany. We appreciate that. I love this.
That might be the best thing I've ever heard.
Pretty good.
Like an animal.
All right, let me grab, let's see, I believe.
Oh, my stomach.
Uh-oh, I think we have a no-pants sighting. This is Stephanie from Mansfield. What happened?
Well, my middle son, I was getting ready for work, and I walked behind him while he was on his classroom Zoom call with no pants on because I was going to get my pants to work.
Stephanie.
Leslie.
This is just, I don't even know.
Did you have a year of bathrobes, I feel. We just really need to work on the bathrobes.
Did you have any undergarments on?
Yes, I did have the undergarments on.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Just, like, the whole thing makes me feel weird because we just weren't people. Like, when I grew up, it just wasn't like that. Like,
right.
I had clothes on all the time.
Right.
And I know now I'll go naked, like, pretty much anywhere. But, like, just, I just, my palms are sweaty.
But you know her, like, she's getting ready for work in the morning. She's firing through. She's not thinking about having pants on. And then all of a sudden, her son's like, that's my mom's butt in the back.
What grade is your son in?
He started 11th grade this year.
Oh, it was all juniors.
He needs to move.
We don't mean to laugh at all.
Oh, no, I'm laughing.
I know you're doing
so
your best.
Laughing.
You're doing your best.
Dude,
but...
your mom, man. Look at that. Look at your mom, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. Boys in 11th grade have no couth whatsoever.
No.
Boys don't have couth ever. Period. Yeah. Full stop.
I was going to say 11th grade.
Thanks for sharing the story.
And they never stop eating either. Yeah.
Bathrobe. Bathrobe. Did you get a bathrobe? You got a bathrobe.
Thanks for calling in, Stephanie. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. We have somebody who would like to remain anonymous and is a teacher, and you have a confession. What happened?
Hi. So I'm a teacher at a school in remote learning in the spring last year. I was recording a video for my students, but I was living at home at the time. Both of my parents were also doing some Zoom stuff, so I decided to go in my room. And I made a makeshift chair with a suitcase. And about 15 minutes into the video, surprisingly but not, the suitcase fell over in the middle of the recording, and I fell over as well. But it made for a pretty funny video for my students, and they thought it was pretty entertaining when I showed them the next day.
I love that you saved it and you went with it.
Yeah, you're a champ.
That's amazing.
I actually sent it to you guys on Instagram if anyone wants to take a look.
Oh yes, definitely want to see that. Thanks for the heads up.
But yeah. So
good story.
But I feel bad for the woman who's having a hard time before me. It is a lot, but luckily my district's been very supportive and the parents have been great. And today's the first day that I get to see my students. So I'm really excited.
Yay!
Super cool. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, we have another person here for a confession. I believe they want to remain anonymous. You teach high school, is that correct?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I teach students, and yesterday was our first day in person, but we still have some of our students that are remote.
Okay.
Because their family's choosing that. And we were told that we were going to be given iPads so that our students that are remote can still see the whole class. When in the morning I was not given an iPad, but by the afternoon I was given my iPad. But because I had no tripod, because those are all on back order, my student could only, from home, could only see the ceiling.
Well, you know what? This is where you need to adapt and overcome. Just put a fun poster up there, something to look at like you're at the dentist office.
You waving down from the ceiling. Hey, guys, it's me.
There's so many things I didn't think of. And I said this to Kennedy earlier. You know, my son's teacher, he is a very demonstrative teacher, I'm learning. He likes to stand up. He walks around the class. He's moving his hands around a lot. But, of course, his computer doesn't move. So he can't move.
Right.
He can't, like, walk around the classroom. He can't show things on the walls. He just has to sit there. And it's like you can just see he wants to be, like, up and, you know, and full of life.
You need a camera, like, in the back with a wide-angle lens.
Yes. Fish eye. Get the fish eye.
It's a funny moment, but hopefully we'll get our tripod soon.
You'll get there. I believe in you.
Well, have a great day. Thank you.
617-931-1234. All morning long.
Thanks for that video. Thanks for the video. I'm sorry we can't share it with you guys, but holy crap.
We can't share it because she wants to remain anonymous.
Well, yeah. Well. I'm going to ask her.
Ask if we can share it because it's super funny.
It's iconic. It's hysterical. I think she'd be okay.
No, she would be a TikTok star if she put that on TikTok.
We're going to make her go viral. Are you kidding me?
All right. If you want to share a confession and you want to remain anonymous or you want to give us your name, whatever. Well, if you're a parent or a teacher.
Thank you for sharing.
Yes, the remote learning and the first days back this year are just something special.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.